Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 56. So there's a study, sorry, Paula Poundstone, although I totally need to listen to Wait, because I'm curious to know if they mention this. New studies show humans love dogs more than other humans. Did we really have to do a study on this? I really don't think so. I think this just forces us to have to face it. How many times don't you hear the, I think my wife loves the dog more than me? Or the other way around. So basically they gave some stories to people. This is a really sad version of this article. That they gave some new stories to people and then figured out if they had more empathy for the dog or the kid or the person. And kids and dogs won out because of the sort of can't help their own circumstances kind of thing, where adult humans aren't seen that way so much. I loved that they talked to dog trainers and talked about the fact that the dog trainers would get frustrated with the humans but have like endless empathy and patience with the dogs. And also talked about people who own dogs and how they will spend money and time on their dog and nutrition and making sure the dog is healthy and physically active and taken care of before they take care of themselves, which I think is, again, not really news, but it is a fascinating thing, I think. And I don't know, like I always wonder if it's this sort of displacement, we're taking care of the dog, so therefore we feel like we're taking care of a creature, a being, somebody that we care about, therefore we don't necessarily have time or think we don't have time to focus on ourselves and take care of ourselves. That if you're in the care and well-being of another being, that you're doing a very important job and therefore we don't have to take care of ourselves. I don't know if it's that. I don't know how much of it is caretaking, kind of how we're built. I don't know, like a weird sideways form of displacement or laziness or something. It probably depends on the person, because I certainly know many people who take good care of their dogs and themselves. So it's definitely not a dog owner thing. It's just a fascinating thought process about the members of the population who kind of do that. Perhaps if they could understand their own psychology and their own brain, maybe they would benefit from that as well. And so could everybody else who has something else that they put ahead of their health and well-being. But dogs are an interesting and special case. So I think it's a fascinating look. And dogs, this study was done on dogs. It'd be certainly interesting to know if cats are exactly the same. I think there's a greater population of people who don't love cats and kind of don't see cats as like vulnerable as much. So it'd be interesting to try this study with cats and see how that would play out. I'd love to see a little more of the breakdown of the numbers of dogs and babies too, because I'm curious to know the numbers on that and where that falls, like how many people really are more empathetic towards the dogs than the babies, because I'm betting it's a pretty high number, more than I bet many of us think, especially if people can do it in a closed room where they don't have to disclose. We are a fascinating people, aren't we? I wonder, I'm trying to remember if I've ever been in a discussion where the trolley dilemma has come up and they've done, so if you know the trolley dilemma, I'm going to probably screw it up here, but it's like there's disaster is looming and there's 5 workers on one track and 1 worker on another track and you see the trolley coming and it's going to kill 5 people. But if you switch a lever, it'll only kill 1 person. So do you make the choice to change or make it only kill 1 person to save the 5 people or let the 5 people go? I'm sure if you replaced 1 person with barrel of puppies, that person's pretty screwed. 1 puppy with 10 people? That's where it gets interesting. So there you have it. Those are my thoughts for the day. All of them, all bundled up in one thing. I'm just thinking about happy puppies all the time. That would be a nice job if you can get it. The article can be found on ilovemydogsomuch.com. And you could certainly Google the trolley dilemma, but I'm betting we can find our way to post some links up there in the show notes. Have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening. Check out Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the at sign, Mornings with a Stranger, no space. And of course, subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for your continued listening, or your first time listening, or welcome back. And we'll talk to you soon.